No, madame.
Then why? Emily became silent for a long moment. She set down her cup, folded her hands, and said, with a sternness that seemed modelled after her husband, "Young lady, I fear you have boarded this vessel under false pretences. When in Halifax, my husband was specifically ordered to make room on this ship for a very important English guest. Yet now I discover you are from Louisiana, or at least you say you are." Nicole kept her eyes focused on the cup in her lap.
"Everything I have told you is the truth."
"You will forgive me if I find that somewhat difficult to believe. If you have been at sea before, how is it you never saw a captain's great room?"
"Because I was not invited."
Nicole found herself forced to have to meet the older woman's gaze and reveal yet more of her secrets.
"I was separated from my parents at birth and raised in southern Acadia, what you may know as Cajun territory. Last year I sailed north and was reunited with my family."
Emily's mouth opened, but her mind remained blocked by too many questions seeking to be asked all at once. Finally, she settled on,
"But why England?"
Nicole shook her head at the question. Why, indeed? Was she allowing her adventurous spirit to speak to her so loudly she failed to hear her lord's quieter request? If she had truly followed his will in embarking on this voyage, why then was she now awash in remorse? Nicole realized the room waited for her reply. She couldn't think of anything to say but the truth.
"My uncle is childless and has asked that I come to be his heir."
"And who, pray tell, is this uncle?"
"Sir Charles Harrow."
The silence that met her answer was so deafening Nicole could hear the water rushing beneath the stern and the dull footfalls of sailors overhead. She had no choice but to lift her head once more. In any other setting, the pair of expressions she saw would have seemed comical. Both the young midshipman and the captain's wife stared at her in round-eyed shock.
"Lord Charles? The Earl of Sutton?"
Mrs. Madden managed to say.
"Yes, madam."
"He is one of the wealthiest men in the realm," added Andy. Emily had completely forgotten the young man was still there. She looked at him and said, "That will do, Mr. Potter. You may go now." "But..."
"Yes, ma'am."
He bowed to them both, but more earnestly to Nicole this time.
"Your servant, Miss Harrow."
When the door had closed behind him, it was Emily's turn to peer out over the flowing waters.
"You must excuse my abruptness," she said.
"No apologies are necessary, madame."